Survivor Experiences service for people who experienced abuse in care. Information about meeting with the Survivor Experiences service. Producer's note. This document shows the logo of the Survivor Experiences service. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 22nd of December 2023. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Survivor Experiences service for people who experienced abuse in care. Information about meeting with the Survivor Experiences service. This document is about what will happen if you choose to have a private session with the Survivor Experiences service. A private session is a meeting. It is a chance for you to talk about what happened when you were in care. It can be part of the healing process. We know that it takes courage to talk about what happened. We will treat you with respect, support you with your well-being. This means helping you with any strong feelings that you have. Keep your information private. How should I prepare for my meeting? One of our facilitators will contact you. The facilitator looks after everyone and makes sure things are organized and run smoothly. They will let you know the details about when and where your meeting is. You can bring something with you to help you feel comfortable, safe, or calm. This could be a candle, a blanket, a photo, or something that is important to you. You might want to plan what you are going to say. You could write it down if you want to. If you would like support to write it down, the contact and support team can arrange that for you. Some things to think about are: what was your childhood like? Why were you put in care? What happened to you in care? Who abused you? Did anyone know that you were being abused? How did the abuse affect you? What would have helped you to be safe? What should the government and churches do to help people who were abused in their care? Who will be at my meeting? There will be a facilitator and a kaitakawanga in your meeting. The facilitator will welcome you. They will talk to you about your rights and ask you to sign a consent form. If you agree, they will take notes and make an audio recording. The kaitakawanga is a person who has mana and is trustworthy. Their role is to listen to your experience. A well-being advisor will be at the venue before, during and after your session. They can join your meeting if you want that. Their job is to make sure you are feeling okay, and to help you get support if you need or want it. This support could be counseling, mirimiri, or something else that would help you. Counseling means talking with a trained person, a counselor, about issues that affect you. It can help you find ways to cope and to heal from your experiences. Mirimiri is similar to massage. It is a Māori healing treatment. It includes aspects of wairua, spirituality. You can also bring a support person or advocate with you. If you want to do this, please let us know before the meeting. A support person could be someone from your whānau or family, or someone you are close to. The support person cannot speak for you or tell your story. An advocate is someone who has permission to speak for you. If you want to bring an advocate, please talk to us about this before the meeting. If you need support with your communication, we can arrange for a communication assistant or translator to be in your meeting too. If you need this, please let us know as soon as possible. What will happen in the meeting? Meetings usually take about 90 minutes. In the meeting, you can share your experience of abuse in care. The kaitakawanga will listen to your story. They might ask you pātai questions to make sure they understand. You don't have to talk about anything that you don't want to. You can stop any time. The facilitator will take notes and make an audio recording of your session. If you don't want this to happen, you can say so. What happens after the meeting? Talking about what happened to you might make you feel strong emotions. You might feel good that you have been heard. You might feel proud or relieved. You might feel angry, sad, or a mix of other emotions. The well-being advisor will check how you are feeling. They can help you get well-being support if you would like this. This support will be short-term, but we can help you to find long-term support if you want or need it. We will check in with you a few days later as well. It is important to take care of yourself. You could talk to someone you trust, even if you do not feel like it. Be kind to yourself. You could plan something relaxing or something that helps you be calm. Contact us to ask for support. Our contact details are at the end of this document. Contact a support service. We have given you another document with the contact details for some support services. It is called Support Services. If you are worried about your mental health, contact your local GP or mental health service. If you or someone else is in danger, contact the police on 111. How to contact us? You can contact us by phone, text, email, or post. Phone 0800-456-090. In Australia, the phone number is 1-800-456-032. The phone line hours are 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. New Zealand time. Text 8328. Email contact at survivorexperiences.govt.nz. You can write to us at Survivor Experiences Service, Rotonga Whakaumorehu, P.O. Box 805, Wellington 6140. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deaf-blind, speech-impaired or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service. www.nzrelay.co.nz. Producer's Note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 22nd of December 2023 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited. 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 0932041173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.